musicians want to earn a living with their art, but that's not always the case with street performers.
For me, busking is good practice because I consider myself a professional classical musician. So this is just preparing me to do concert series and perform on any platform.
Brian Roberts stands on a busy corner playing his clarinet as families pass by enjoying the afternoon. A crew with a TV camera asks if he'll play on film. He smiles, nods, and continues. The art of busking dates back centuries. The term comes from the Spanish word buscar, which means to search for. In some cases, that's performers searching for tips. Shelley Satonen Hershkovitz teaches at the Frank Hamilton School of Folk Music in Decatur. She's teaching a class on busking this month. The goal is to hone performance skills.
That we have a lot of really serious musicians who love doing what they're doing, but they're amateurs and they haven't got performance experience, but you can kind of just tell they're dying to get up there and do it.
One of her beginning guitar students was among the first people to get a permit and start playing.
This guitar, he has a great voice. He came out, he played his three or four chords that he knows and sang and had a really good time. So that's what we're about.
A small grant is paying for the program. The money is for marketing, supplies, and administrative support. So far, 34 buskers have signed up, like Jim Anderson.
I feel the shadows now upon me. And fair angel beckoning.
He retired last year after a 30-year career in computer technology and decided to get back to playing guitar. He enrolled in the busking class and got a permit to play in Decatur with his classmates.
We go out and perform a little bit, just as student musicians. I'm just an old beginner, is the way I think of it.
He lives in nearby Candler Park and enjoys getting out of the house to perform with others. Angie Macon is with the Decatur Arts Alliance. She says the monthly permits for the performers are free. They just have to fill out a form and get a photo ID.
So I think it's a great way for folks to just give it a whirl. I mean, we have one fella who is a brand new magician, and he's just going to throw it out there and see how it works.
The pilot program runs through the end of the year. Macon says that gives the community enough time to see if they like it. Panhandlers might drive customers away, but buskers can encourage people to get out into the square and visit local stores.
I think what we're trying to look at is how well received it is by the local businesses, restaurants, and retail businesses, see if they like it.
She says there's a wide range of people who are ready to busk in Decatur.
We have some dulcimer players. We have some musicians from the Frank Hamilton School of Folk Music here in Decatur, a fife and drum duo performing historical music, celebrating the life and career of Stephen Decatur.
Macon says when it comes to money, buskers can collect tips, but they can't actually approach anyone. But these guys aren't in it for the cash. Anderson says any money he makes will be donated to the school. And though Roberts said he'd made a few tips, he's more interested in improving his art.
I get a lot of thank yous.
For GPB News, I'm Ellen Eldridge in Atlanta.
Dear sisters and brothers.